107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Monday, June 5th, and we have another incredible season coming up with Here for Now Theater. Joining us in studio is the artistic director with Here for Now Theater, Fiona Mangiello. Fiona, it's wonderful to see you. It's wonderful to be chatting in person here in the studio.
It's so nice to see your face, Jamie.
Fiona, we have got a stellar season coming up with the Here for Now Theater. But first off, let's talk about where it's all going to be taking place, the location for this season.
Absolutely. So this year will be our first season ever at the Perth Museum. We're not going to be at their stage, their outdoor stage. We actually have our own beautiful tent at the back of the property where they used to host weddings.
Okay.
So this is really beatific, gorgeous little spot. And our tent is quite intimate, and we're only going to seat around 50 people, so spots are limited.
And that is the beauty of Here for Now Theater. It's intimate theater, it's up close, and it's just great that way, for sure.
Yeah. So we're trying to marry the intimacy we had at the Falstaff Center, which was a little black box theater, with the beauty of the 2021 season when we were at the Bruce Hotel and we had this gorgeous big tent.
Right.
So we're trying to do both in one season.
Different locations. Here for Now Theater. There you go. So again, at Stratford Perth Museum. So that's wonderful to hear. So the season kicks off June 28th.
June 28th.
It's fast approaching. Oof. So let's talk about the shows for this season. First show.
So first show is Myth of the Ostrich by Matt Murray. This is our only not world premiere. It has been produced before. And the reason it is programmed is because it is hilarious. It is a beautiful three-hander with three women that the writing is so savvy and funny and heart-wrenching. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of theater. And it is directed by Canada's own Sheila McCarthy.
Man, oh man. There you go. Fantastic. So again, that opens June 28th and runs through till July 15th. So we look forward to that show. Yeah. Let's talk about the show Margaret Reed.
So Margaret Reed is now our first world premiere production
world
of the season.
Gosh.
We have five of the six this season are world premieres. Mm. So this is by Madeline Brown, who is an up-and-coming playwright. I read this play in the fall, and I couldn't stop thinking about it for 4 or 5 days. And so I called her, and I said, we need to program this. Monique Lund, who is a Here for Now favorite, is directing this piece, and she's going to be calling on her dance training because there's quite a lot of stylistic movement in this piece, which is something that's new for our company. This is a play about ambition in young women and the narratives that we tell ourselves and how you can change your narratives to gain status or to lose status. Nice. It is quirky. It's a dark comedy and it's quite funny.
So yeah. Do check it out. And again, this is directed by Monica Lund, which is great. She's been such a big part, you know, of Stratford Festival and for Here for Now
She's
Theater,
huge.
Too.
She's huge. And Monique is the kind of person who she just dives in. I say, hey, Monique, will you design costumes? And she's like, yeah.
Those are the people you want in your theater company.
Absolutely.
Margaret Reed, again, that is July 12th through to July 29th. And more world premieres. We've got more shows coming up. How about Frog Song?
Okay,
this sounds interesting.
So Frog Song is another first for us because it is a co-production with the Stratford Symphony Orchestra. It is a brand new operetta for kids.
Wow.
So it is ambitious.
Yeah.
What we are doing is we're trying to create a really immersive, magical experience for kids.
Oh
so we're
gosh.
Bringing in a top projection designer.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to use the tent, the opaque walls of the tent as a canvas.
Oh.
And we're going to project beautiful images all over the tent. And we'll have live music being played and sung. This is a heartwarming little play about empathy and seeing each other and seeing past maybe the outer shell of how we behave.
Wow.
What's very cool about this is you can bring your babies, you can bring your 2-year-olds, you can bring your 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, your 62-year-olds.
Yes.
it's got a real, it's an engaging and beautiful piece, but also it'll be the first time we really use a visual element in this capacity
what
as well.
What an amazing idea. A children's opera. And again, a collaboration with Stratford Symphony Orchestra. Have you done something like that before?
We haven't.
Yeah.
So that's a really exciting thing, just to have that caliber of music and the fact that it's all original music.
Wow.
And it's about an hour long, so it's a really good length for the little ones.
Perfect
as well.
Length. So again, not to be missed, Frog Song, new children's opera with Stratford Symphony Orchestra. This is part of the upcoming season with Here for Now Theater. So that is happening July 26th through till August 12th. And the shows just keep coming. We've got a show written by a festival favorite. I'll let you take it away there, Fiona.
The brilliant Steve Ross. So I wrote Steve and I said, hey, Steve, you got a play for me?
I like Fiona. You are direct and to the point. I really like this.
Because I love Steve Ross wrote Goldfish for us in 2021, and he is a brilliant, brilliant writer. He writes poignant, clear voices, beautiful storyteller. So I wanted to see if we could get another play from him. He had about 10 pages of something that he sent me, and I read them and I thought, yeah, this needs to be in the season. So he has written this entire play over the last year. That is Steve Ross and his genius.
Yeah.
And it's directed by Jan Smith, who was with us last year for Take Care and is another just vigilant, intelligent director. So this piece is a bit darker. It's about intergenerational trauma. It's about a really normal family in really extenuating circumstances that are trying, and how they fumble their way through it. Gorgeous, gorgeous piece of writing. And really beautiful actors. So I'm really excited about
Not to be missed. It's called Life Without, written by Steve Ross. And again, that's August 9th through to the 26th. And another world premiere with Here For Now Theater. And the shows, my goodness, they just keep coming. We've got, tell us about The Fox. Now, this sounds interesting.
The Fox is another world premiere by Daniela Vlaskalic, who was acting for us last season in Alewives. This play is based on a short story set in 1918 on a farm. Daniela has placed it on a farm in rural Ontario. It's another three-hander. It is economical, and it just sticks in your brain. It will make you think about it after you leave. There'll be a lot of conversations. This is directed by Kelly Fox,
okay,
who is, we didn't just choose her because her last name is Fox. She is, again, another national treasure in terms of her profile. I'm very, very excited about this piece.
Okay, and again, this is The Fox, and it is August 23rd through to September 9th, so you can get in on that. And again, as we'll talk about, don't wait till the last minute to get tickets. And let's talk about the final show that is September 6th through the 23rd. And we should mention, yeah, with Here For Now Theater, it goes through to about late September.
Yeah, wow. We're doing a longer season this year and longer runs of each shows, so people have a chance and don't miss them, because that happened a lot last year when people miss shows they wanted to see.
Yeah.
So this is a world premiere by Judith Thompson, which is a huge deal for us, as she's legendary in Canada. This play is a lacerating, beautiful little play about a family, a woman who, in order to cope with pain, believes that she becomes Queen Maeve. We have Claire Coulter in the lead role for this, which I keep pinching myself. I can't believe we have Claire Coulter. This is an all-star cast in a gorgeous, raw, honest play by Judith Thompson. So we're ending on a high note.
Yeah. Wow. Again, that is September 6th through to the 23rd, Queen Maeve. And that wraps up the season for Here For Now Theater. And again, it's all happening at Stratford Perth Museum. So again, take note of the new location. And it kicks off June 28th. And as we mentioned, don't wait to get tickets. These are limited runs. These are small, intimate shows. So don't wait till the last minute to get tickets, for sure. What's the best way to get tickets?
The best way to get tickets is to go to the website, which is www.hereformnowtheater.com. We have a really easy to navigate box office on there and a calendar, so you can choose all your dates. I should also mention that if you're interested in seeing all six, you can get a lovely discount on a season subscription.
Nice.
So you just need to book it through the subscription link, and that will provide a discount.
And of course, we'll share all the links and details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Fiona Mangello with Here For Now Theater. It's going to be a great season. Fiona, thank you so much for all the details. Thanks for coming in, and we wish you nothing but success for the season.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Appreciate it.